Hey everybody, it's Bubby Augustini here, that's spelled with an apostrophe, and welcome to my inglorious rant. Today we will be talking about metal music, not the rock if you get the joke. The joke is that metal music used to be called rock or rock and roll when it originated in the 1950s. Now today we'll be talking about metal subgenres, stereotypes, and the most successful bands and songs. Here we go! As said before, we'll be talking about the metal subgenres, which are named pretty weirdly depending on what you like, but we're gonna name about five, alright? The first subgenre is heavy metal. It was made in the 19th century and was popular until the 1970s. It has electric guitars, some mellow and quiet parts. It's loud, intense, fast, and aggressive. Its singing is melodic and aggressive, along with unintelligible screaming. Fun fact, Led Zeppelin was heavy metal core to most metal music. Next up is Viking metal, a subgenre to black metal. It came in the 1990s and has chaotic, noisy sounds, slow pace, keyboards, dark imagery, and themes of Norse myth and Norse paganism. And if you listen real closely to this one, it kinda sounds like Irish metal. Next up is death metal. It's an extreme subgenre with heavily distorted guitars, tremolo picking, deep growling vocals, blast beat drumming, minor keys or atonality, and multiple tempo changes. It has complex song structures and was popular in the mid-1980s and early 1990s. This spawns a variety of subgenres. Last genre for today is Christian metal. This was popular in the late 1970s, and it uses song lyrics as a message to promote Christianity. It's usually performed by Christians, and you can only tell if it's Christian metal by the lyrics. Now that you have heard my rant on the genres, we're going to go into stereotypes. Ooh. Well, it's very interesting, you can guarantee that. Okay, so the stereotypes for metal music is people calling it emo, gothic, I mean, that's not what it is, but it really is. It's a genre. It's a genre of music that really calms people down. But some people might listen to it for fun, and that I think is pretty cool. And some people listen to it to calm themselves, like people who have PTSD listen to it to calm themselves. But the weirdest thing is that other genres of music call the heavy metal and metal music listeners emo, gothic, and really violent because of the way they listen to it. But in reality, we each call each other stereotypes that we're not. For instance, we might call the people who listen to pop music popular, girly, or really smart, but then they call other people really rude things, and they don't understand that we're all the same. Too many rants. So, I had a quick break with some Five Finger Death Punch, Blue on Black. Welcome back. I have a telephone call. That ain't a telephone call. It's actually a person with me, but please welcome Lily Ekman.
Hi, Lily.
Hi.
Where are you from again?
Massachusetts.
Okay. What do you think about heavy metal music?
It's really intense and it kind of scares me.
Why does it scare you?
It's like hardcore, and like it's music really videos. They're like
yelling at people.
I don't like getting yelled at.
Oh no. What do you think about the melodic parts of it though?
It's not that scary when it slows down. It's just kind of like awkward at that point.
It's
like
kinda awkward?
Yeah, because it's just like screaming that it's like, it just stops. It's like, and then just like, and they start screaming again.
Well, it's not all screaming.
Well, it kind of is, but okay.
Thank you for letting me interview you.
Thank you for having me.
No problem.
Okay, so this will be my last rant. And don't worry, you'll hear somebody else's rant. But this is going to be the most successful bands and their songs. Or some of their songs. Now, I have 7 bands that I'll say. They're not in order. They're not from best to worst. But I am going to say what they're best at and why they're most successful. Here we go. Next one up, Slipknot. They have a multitude of instruments ranging from the orchestra instruments to turntables. They are very aggressive, which, well, fans seem to like. And they're basically the definition of chaos when it comes to metal music. One of their most highly known songs is Psychosocial. Next up is Rammstein. This is a German band that uses their German language in their songs, which makes them very successful. It has killer live shows with a lot of pyrotechnics. And their most successful and known song is Du Hast. 3 more to go, we're almost there. Next up is Disturbed. Now, they are known to the Billboard 2000s for having 4 albums put up as number 1. They are one of the modern metals and go from a range of real world conflicts to dark fantasies. Their most known song is Down with the Sickness. My favorite, this is Avenged Sevenfold. They started with metalcore and have gone on since. They have massive hits, and they have won the Golden God Awards more than once. Their most known song is Nightmare. Last, but certainly not least, we have Linkin Park. They were nominated as one of the greatest artists in the 2000s. They've won multiple Grammy Awards, and their usual music is a combination of nu metal and rap rock, and they usually add new elements into it. They're most known for the song In the End. Alright guys, that's about to wrap it up. Thank you all for hearing my boring rant about metal music. Whether your husband, your wife, or your plain teachers dragged you into this, you might want to go check out Lily Ekman's and her rant about Pentatonix. I don't really know what it's about. It's probably about how they started up and some of their songs. Who knows? If you're into Pentatonix, you might want to go check that out, though. Alright, thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you later.